from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Time to break down the tape. Big Bad Film Study with Ken McCusick. Your home for the most Ravens coverage. 105.7 The Fan.
No, usually the film that Ken McCusick watches is football. This time we're talking about the film that he watched, Presumed Innocent. Yeah. Phenomenal show.
Yeah, we're going to break down Presumed Innocent here. That's been picked up for a season two. But no, Ken said, you and your wife power watched that thing, right?
Oh yeah, last week.
That's an awesome show, isn't it?
Yep.
Let's talk about some Baltimore Ravens. Marlon Humphrey seems to be one of the defensive MVPs so far. How much of this do you take as saying that Marlon Humphrey, you know, will still be a very productive corner for the Baltimore Ravens when it counts?
I think he will be. I just seeing a vision for the football, able to find the football in the air even more than he has at any point in his career so far. I thought, you know, he's always been a guy who attacked the football at the high point, at the point of the catch, and would knock it loose and have some forced fumbles that would go with that. But he's just looked terrific in terms of interceptions and passes defensed when he can't contact the opponent in this camp so far. So he's looked great. He's got a lot of competition, and yet he has really stood out as the guy in Ravens camp so far. Dafa Yowa, you've probably heard, has been terrific as well and gotten tons of pressure.
Do you think that's been a key real quick to Marlon Humphrey, the competition? You think that's what maybe has sparked him a little bit?
He's had some really bad competition, frankly, in his camp because they had, you know, Lamar was out all but 2 days plus five passes. So he had a lot of weak competition. But then Lamar came back, and I think he's intercepted him twice now. So he's looked great.
You mentioned him, but how about the defense overall? Because the one thing I've heard about the defense is the entire defense looks fast.
Yeah.
Not just the defensive backs. The entire defense is showing a lot of speed.
They want it more on the field. This is like the days of Terrell Suggs again, where Suggs would not let them let up on Flacco, and Flacco is frankly ready to wave the white flag and say, you know, give us a chance to run our offense.
Yeah.
And I feel like with the backup quarterbacks, they've still been, you know, remorselessly running twists and stunts to go after the quarterback. And I think it's good.
I think it's hilarious you said that, because I remember being at camp and watching Suggs. As he talked so much crap to Flacco across the line in camp. He was trying to get in his head. It was ridiculous.
Terrell Suggs, you always knew where he was on the three fields. It didn't matter if you were adjacent to that field, because you could hear him.
Yeah.
So, Ken, let me ask you about, I've heard lots of great things about the kid from Camp Crystal Lake, Voorhees, the Friday the 13th character. What are you hearing from him? Because it sounds like a lot of people have high praise for him.
Okay, so we are short of really me knowing, because I need to see games and score against Live Fire and whatnot. He hasn't had that yet.
But trusting somebody's word.
But going with that, I'd say Joe D'Alessandro seems extremely positive on him. Ronnie Stanley, was at the podium yesterday, and he seems extremely positive on him too. So I think Voorhees is ready to go. He's the one guy, I think, who the position is set among the three new ones. Lindenbaum and Stanley are set, of course, at center and left tackle. And then at right guard, I think it's still very much up in the air. Daniel Faalele has been getting most of the snaps so far. He got very qualified praise from Jody. So when I hear that, is, you know, his footwork is not bad, and his hands were working on him to trying to get him to do da-da-da-da-da. Then I know that he's not really completely sold on the Daniel Faalele experiment. So we'll see. And then at right tackle, I don't think we know yet. You know, McCary's gotten a lot of the snaps so far. Rosengarten, I think they want to have the job at some point this year. Well, we just don't know if he's ready. And the preseason games will mean a lot for those offensive linemen.
Here with Ken McCusick, filmstudybaltimore.com. I'm going back to the defense. You know I'm an offensive guy, but I know how important Adafi Owe is. And we talked about him last week. Is he still putting pressure on the quarterback and showing signs of improvement?
Yes, absolutely. He looks fantastic. And Harbaugh actually went to him earlier in camp and told him, you know, slow down, because he was getting a lot of bull rush pressure and other things that would, as Harbaugh put it, cause car crashes potentially. Okay. And, you know, they don't want that in camp. They don't want anybody's legs rolled up or anything like that. So they asked him to take it a little easier. But he's playing with a very high motor. I'd say he's going to get more pressures this year, I would guess. And he had a ton last year. The sacks will come. If he adds 20% to his pressures this year, he's going to get a lot more sacks as well.
Oh, good. You mentioned Harbaugh not wanting to tone it down a bit in practice. Anybody disobeying the good coach?
Yeah, the big one is Trenton Simpson. Is just been a wild tackle.
Has he really?
He took Henry down by the collar yesterday with a real clothesline play, and had another guy that play where he tackled. I mean, these are non-tackle practices, even when they're wearing pads.
Right.
And so that didn't look good. Who else has been a little bit over the top? I would say that the other side of that, Hamilton and Roquan in particular, mm-hmm. playing very good positional football, not trying to hurt anybody. You know, yeah. Travis Jones maybe has been playing very hard on defensive line. He looks like a guy who's also taking the physicality to that higher level like Simpson. So.
But to follow up on Ed's question, is Simpson at least looking good other than the disobeying the coach?
I mean, I think physicality always tends to look good. We'll see it play out in games, because Simpson's season, his success, is going to be determined on what he can do in coverage.
Yes.
If he can be a three-down linebacker, he's going to have to be a great coverage linebacker. Okay. So if he's got to be 50% ahead of where Patrick Queen was in his second year for me to say, yeah, this is good.
Defense, schmefense. Let's talk about some offense. The wide receivers, all these pass catchers now, hearing good things about Bateman. Bateman seems to be the darling when people start talking fantasy with the Ravens. Like, is this guy going to take a huge step forward? What did you see from these guys? Because I'm interested to see what types of sets they're going to run.
Okay, so everybody has had their receptions kind of muted by the fact that they've only got 2 days plus five passes out of Lamar out of seven practices. So that starts it. So
okay.
the backup quarterbacks have not been particularly good in terms of accuracy. Bateman has made some plays. I thought he's looked pretty good in general. He's had a couple of nice fade routes consecutively to Lamar. And by the way, can count on one hand the number of total fade routes from short yardage that Lamar has ever thrown, you know, inside the 10-yard line. And yet he threw two in a row on passes to Bateman. It was just beautifully dropped in the bucket both times. He's probably been one of the stars. I think Aguilar has looked good. I think both tight ends have looked good. And the running back I think has looked exceptional is Owen Wright. And he's looked good as a pass blocker. But I wouldn't say that anybody else. Hill's shown some good speed to the outside. But I wouldn't say that Henry has jumped off the field yet in terms of what he looks like. So we'll see him against live fire.
Now, you're going to be at training camp. Tell folks how to follow you on social media.
I'm at Film Study Ravens, and I've got a series of concerns that's out there right now if you want to take a listen on that, and a camp notes that come out every day.
And tell folks about Film Study Baltimore as well.
Yep, that's on filmstudybaltimore.com or any of your podcast platforms.
Thanks a lot, my man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.